Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Series 2, Episode 39.
How are you, Lad?
Good.
We had a little mini pod at the weekend, didn't we?
Yep, it was England against Brazil. I predicted a 1-1 draw. Dad predicted a 2-1 to England. It was a 1-0 to Brazil.
17-year-old lad scored the winning goal, didn't he?
So everybody guessed different. Yeah. I guessed different to Dad. Dad guessed different to me. And both of us guessed different to real life.
It was basically pointless, wasn't it? But if we went back the week before, which we haven't reviewed yet, Dad got a perfect score.
Lad got a perfect score, Man City, Newcastle.
Okay, go on. You said 2-0 to Man City. You also got another, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Leeds, Millwall. So stop trying to show off that you got one. I got two. And now the overall score is Lad.
Drum roll, please.
Lad is on 237 and Dad is on 236.
My goodness, this is a hell of a battle. This is closer than the Premier League battle, closer than the Championship battle.
Speaking about the Championship battle, our first match is Bristol City against Leicester. And thing here is my 50th stadium visited.
Yeah, you're going to Bristol on Good Friday.
It's yep.
Early kickoff, big game.
And I'm going to see a 2-0 win to Leicester.
2-0 to Leicester, update that. So the form Leicester have been on, they should get caught by Leeds and Ipswich because we were like 14 points clear and now we're like, well, we've got a game in hand, but we're second. You think 2-0 Leicester, you're confident, yeah. It's so hard to know, but I think we're going to win as well. It's going to be 2-1 to Leicester.
We're doing the top three. Blackburn, Ipswich.
They play the same day. It's for me to go first. Blackburn have had a pretty poor season. They're only a few points above relegation zone. A bit surprised by that. I've got to go with Ipswich win. Ipswich, we saw a stat that said they were the flukiest team in the Football League. Probably a deflected goal or something.
No, they've got the most deflected goals. They've got
no penalties
the least
against, I think.
Red cards.
Yeah.
I think it's like, they've barely had any red cards, like one red card I think they've had all season.
Yeah.
I think they've had no penalties gave, the wrong way for them, but penalties gave for them.
Yeah. I think there's a conspiracy.
This one's slightly more, not as much luck. The most goals in injury time.
Yeah. I think the FA are trying to get Ipswich promoted. They're telling the refs to get them promoted and they're trying to take points off us.
Yeah, just let me predict my score.
All right, well, I've won 1-0 Ipswich.
I think it's going to be 2-0 Ipswich.
Okay, and the other big game from that division?
Watford Leeds.
I think we've got them in the right order here. I think this is the final game of the day, later on in the night. Watford mid-table, Leeds top of the league. What are you saying?
I really don't want to be boring, so 2-0 for everyone. I'm going 1-0 Leeds.
I'm actually having that this one, we do get a nice result for Leicester and we get a 1-1 draw. Watford doing us a favour.
And next we'll be back with the Premier League. And we'll be with 7 Premier League games. So let's crack on. Our first Premier League game is Newcastle against West Ham.
So this one's actually me, isn't it, to go first this time. So I can't believe West Ham is above Newcastle in the league table. I don't quite know how that all happened.
Newcastle are 10th.
Yeah, they're dropping.
How about they down there?
I think that Newcastle will revive a little bit. I'm going to go with a Newcastle win. I'm going to go 2-0 Newcastle.
And I'm not just doing this because when I don't know what to predict, I predict it. I actually think it's going to be a 1-1.
Okie dokie, what's next?
I started that typing in before I say it.
As soon as you said, I knew I was typing 1-1 because I knew what was coming then. Yeah. What's next?
Bournemouth, Everton.
Right, you are first on this.
Everton 16th, Bournemouth 13th. Bournemouth not getting relegated. Everton.
Could still
unless,
get into it.
Unless they had a really like they lost like three in a row, two in a row. All the teams below them got a couple of wins.
And don't forget,
then they'll be inside it.
Yeah, and don't forget, Everton have had points deducted the last few games. They've played some big teams and not done that badly.
Yeah, well, they've not won.
They've not
for
won.
Ages.
Yeah, good point. I think they played well at Man U and lost 2-0. Is from what I heard. But you're right, they've not won
for ages
since January. Yeah, good point. Wow, I didn't realise.
Was January in a cup?
Let's have a go. We're going on flash score here. But yeah, they've not won since the FA Cup replay in January.
When was the last time they won in the league?
2023, last year.
Against Burnley.
Before Christmas. Whoa, yeah, how's that happened? They've not won in ages. Wow, I didn't realise that.
Keep your eye out for Everton, everybody.
It's me saying Everton are quite good. But yeah, I think they had an amazing run when they got the point deduction.
If we didn't see that, then you would have predicted an Everton win.
It probably has changed my view a bit, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with this, but you're first.
2-0 Bournemouth.
For me, I'm going to stick with my guns. I feel like it's time for Everton to win after all that time. So I'm going 2-1 Everton. I do think they'll beat Bournemouth. They've got the England goalie. Surely they must
Forest
be
Forest Palace.
Okay, Forest Palace. Well, Palace have been falling apart. Let's click on their flash score results. Look, it says here they won a friendly.
Against
Bodo.
Bodo.
Why are they playing a friendly against Bodo? No spectators. You know, it must be because they've not had an FA Cup game. That's weird. So, I don't know why they played them.
Anyway.
That's weird.
Let's look at the Premier League. Anyway.
Premier League runs back.
All the people that have not won for a long time, they're beating Burnley.
Yeah, well, Palace have only beaten Burnley and Sheffield at home. Other than that, they've got to go back to last year, so it's before Christmas. So Palace are in bad form. They're only getting home wins against bad teams. But Forest are a bad team. We all know that. Forest got point deduction. Oh, this one is hard. I'm going 0-0.
I'm going 2-2.
2-2. Beauty. Right, what's next?
Tottenham Luton.
Tottenham lost 3-0 to Fulham in the last game, didn't they? That was a bit of a weird result. Before that, they battered Villa. Don't know what's going on with Tottenham. It's you first. Tottenham
it's
Luton.
One of them hard to predict teams, but against Luton, it's not that hard to predict. I'm sorry, Luton, but I'm not saying a hammering. I'm saying a 2-1 to Tottenham.
Oh yeah, I am going a little bit more of a hammering. Looking at Luton's goals against, 60 goals against, they do concede a few. I'm going 4-1.
But the 60 goals against, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got 42 goals. Yeah, not bad for a 17th spot.
Yeah, they do score good. They do score good. But I'm thinking Spurs away is one of the harder games. So I'm going 4-1. What we got next?
Brentford Man U.
In Brentford, another team not really doing great, are they? I mean, I've clicked on them now. They've only won one game since January anyway. Wolves away. They're not doing great. And they just
why are you looking at every... Why is...
Why is time
so important?
I struggle to... what form, you mean?
You don't need to go back all the way to 2023.
Yeah, I don't, do I? Yeah. I think...
you just need to know, like, the last five games.
My brain can't really remember how a lot of these teams are doing. I've not really been watching much today. Not really with it. Not even a football fan. Brentford Man U. I do remember Brentford battered Man U.
If you're not a football fan, you're not allowed on the podcast.
Yeah, so. I hope we'll edit that sentence out.
Well, we won't.
Oh, no.
Because we never edit.
Because you're the editor, yeah. Well, and like you say, we never edit. We just freestyle. Last year, Brentford beat Man U 4-0. I remember that. And whose go is it? Is it me? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This time...
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This time, it was going to be Brentford 1, Man U 3.
This time, it's going to be Man U 2, Brentford 0.
Hmm. So, what's next?
Liverpool Brighton.
And you're first.
Joint
top now, just second on goal difference to Arsenal.
After this, we've got a game that will probably decide the title.
Oh, you're beautiful. Yeah, we've got a hell of a game after this. But this one's big too, because Liverpool could lose points to Brighton, couldn't they?
1-0 Liverpool.
1-0 Liverpool, yeah. I find it hard to go against Liverpool at Anfield. I'm going 2-0 to Liverpool.
And by the way, if Man City win, maybe not, because Man City will only be 2 points in the league. But if Arsenal win this could knock Man City out of the title run, and this could be a title change in this match.
To clinch
it's
it.
Man City against Arsenal.
Yeah, these teams have only got 10 games left. If you win this game, massive, isn't it?
Who's to go first?
It's me to go first. Right, well, I don't know what to do. I always go Man City, but what a massive game this is. Go watch it, isn't it? Man City, Arsenal, I think on Easter Day. I think the Man City players are going to be all casual, thinking that we always win at home. They're going to eat their Easter eggs on the morning.
They're going to get too fat.
They're going to run around slow. And I do think they're going to have a bit of a mess up. These Sunday games sometimes have loads of goals and they're really good. That's what I'm going with. 3-3.
Ooh!
Yeah, just a goal fest. But the defenders are the ones that ate all the eggs. So they're like plodding around and Foden's scoring and Saka's scoring and stuff like that.
I wanted a draw, but then, I don't know, high scoring is right on the...
Yeah, I'm sure Man City, when they've played Liverpool and Spurs, it's been high scoring, isn't it? That's what I'm thinking, that's where my head's
going. 1-1, I'm just going 1-1.
1-1, wow.
I don't really think the high scoring thing will happen.
Big game though, isn't it? Yeah. So, also big match, me versus you. You're leading by 1 point. This is getting really close. There's only a few more weeks left of the season. Are we going to go up to like the Champions League final? I think that's what we did last season. That was the final game. Yeah. It might even go to the last game.
We need to decide before it's the end what is going to happen. What's the prize going to be?
Yeah, well, I think that, like...
I think it should be.
I think could do something that involves pouring something over the loser's head.
No. Why don't we only do prizes?
Ah.
Not forfeits.
Okay, prizes, yeah.
Because last time we did prizes, not forfeits.
I think we need the listener's suggestions then. Do you reckon? Should we put a poll like for the public?
Yeah,
if you could add some comments, if you've got any suggestions, especially you, Marsden, not heard from you for a while, about any suggestions.
It's because there's no Wi-Fi in DR Congo.
Yeah, hopefully having an Easter break on holiday away from DR Congo and you can get online for a little bit to give us another comment. Yeah, sounds good then.
Do you know you were in episode titles?
No.
Anyway, sort your head out.
I haven't got anything else to say, so have you?
No.
Well, in that case, it's bye from Dad.
And one from Lad.
Thank you.